gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow.
Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, the fresh fade, DTF. Dylan, how's it going?
I'll tell you what. If the Cavs win one game, I will be happy.
You know, I'm happy that they even made it to the second round.
I know
I picked them in my predictions, but I also did not think it was going to be that scary where only the home team ever won.
I told you if we came back to Cleveland 2-2, I was really worried.
Yeah, none of those games felt safe at all, other than the first two.
Yeah. But how do you play so good in the first two games, go up 2-0, and just fall apart?
Well, they forgot how to shoot.
Yeah, well, they forgot how to shoot in the first half of this game 7, and I was just happy that a different team showed up out of the locker room in the second half. They must have took Michael's special water.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that game, I about turned it off at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I didn't, because I would have been pissed that I missed all of that. And I had to see it.
I fell asleep when they were down by 18, and I woke up to them being up by 2.
Oh, wow. Yeah, into halftime, we started to show a little bit of promise. We stopped the bleeding, got it to... At one point, it was only 8 points. They were up. And then they scored right towards the end of the second quarter. We got it to 10 points. So I felt better going into halftime. Still not great, but I felt better. I'm like, okay, it depends on how we come out of this locker room is whether we're going to win or not. And we came out ready to punch them in the mouth, and, you know, we won in 7. Bankero's going to be awesome. Bankero's going to be awesome.
No. Yeah, absolutely. He's a dog. Would love to see him in a Cavs uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all would. You know who I'd like to see in a Cavs uniform? Jared Allen.
LeBron James. Oh.
I'm hoping he's going to play Tuesday night.
It's a big difference when he's in the game versus not.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you give Tristan Thompson some meaningful minutes, that's when it gets scary. But I didn't think he did too terrible.
Well, and Morris, I think he started game 6, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. Garland and Strus both got in foul trouble really early. I think they both had 3 fouls in the first quarter. Sam Merrill, he was playing very good for us. Didn't play at all the second half, though, which surprised me.
That's how JB does it.
Yeah.
So do you think, win or lose against the Celtics, do you think it's still fire JB?
I think so, yes. Do I think realistically, if we were to win this series, would we fire JB? No, probably not. I just don't think that he makes the right adjustments.
No.
Or any adjustments at all, for that matter. He kind of reminds me of a Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Without the name.
Yeah, I can see that comparison.
Yeah, but
I'm just glad we didn't get bounced in the first round. You know, it's hard having a Cavs team with all that pressure, knowing that we've not won a playoff series without LeBron James since 1993. You know, you just got to appreciate that we were able to win one series, which I thought this was almost harder than the Knicks series last year. Like, I think the competition was a little better. Like the Knicks were great last year, but it was mostly stacked with just Brunson and Randall. Whereas I think this whole Magic team was good.
Yeah, they weren't sure shooting that great. They were shooting better than they did most of the season, though. But yeah, no, this whole Magic team, like you said, their guards especially were killing us, other than Ben
Oh
Caro.
yeah. Suggs was good.
Yeah, no, Suggs played really good. I thought the game that I went to, game two, I thought he was like really, really hurt. Because he had a kind of a scary fall. But he came through for this series. Did you know that's Terrell Suggs' nephew?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Jalen Suggs was one of the top football and basketball recruits.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. But yeah, I'm excited for the series against Boston. What do you kind of expect? Do you think we have any shot at all?
Yes. I think if we do have a shot, it's going to go seven again. But I think by that point, they'll be so gassed. I
Yeah.
see us losing in like five or six. I'd love to just see us take one win.
Yeah, if we
If
take
we can win one on the, if we can win one on the road, I see the series going 2-2, and then going six and losing in six. And if we can't win on the road, it'll probably be Celtics in five because we'll probably win one in Cleveland, or just a straight sweep, which put us out of our misery at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys fought hard all year.
Yeah.
It's
If
just,
we win one of these first two games, I will feel very good.
I have a really weird feeling that we could win the first one tomorrow.
You know, I don't think you're too crazy on that. I kind of am leaning with you on that. And maybe that's us just being Cavs fans, but you know,
Well, if
I
Jared Allen does play,
yeah.
Allen's rested for what? 2 weeks now or a week and a half.
Yeah,
I
Porzingis
mean,
is going to be out too.
yeah, and if you look at history, I know it's some old numbers, but like if they were to start Tristan Thompson for whatever reason, Tristan Thompson versus Al Horford has always gone in Tristan's favor.
Yeah, it's 16
But
and 4. I saw the stat today.
yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is wild.
But that's also a LeBron-led team.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. So since we're talking about the first round, let's go ahead and talk about some of these first round matchups. We were talking about the Celtics, so we'll go ahead and talk about theirs first. Celtics won in five against the Miami Heat, who did not have Jimmy Butler.
No.
Basically, this would have been a sweep had it not been a historic night for the Miami Heat, where they made a ridiculous amount of three pointers. I want to say it was like 23. It's like 23 or
Sounds about right.
29. I know it was a franchise record though, which it seems like they always do against the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
So yeah, there wasn't too much to say about that series because, I mean, Celtics came to play. Porzingis got hurt though, so. Other than that, there's not much really to say about that series.
Which, again, having Porzingis hurt does help us a little bit.
Well, yeah, it helps us keep Allen more towards the basket rather than having him bring him out of the paint.
Yep.
And actually have a rim defender.
Yeah. And I mean, Horford is a three-point shooter as well. So
Yeah.
there's still that threat, but he's going to be the fourth or fifth option no matter what.
Yeah, and we have Mobley though, so just as long as we're not having Mobley guard Jason Tatum. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that going well. I'd actually like to see Okoro play against Tatum, as weird as it sounds. I think
He,
Okoro could do it.
yeah, I think he guarded him the last time you were at the game. Wasn't Okoro guarding Tatum most of the game? Yeah, I actually am starting to really like Okoro a lot. I mean, not that I've ever disliked him, but I think that he was starting to show his worth. And I like that he's
Yeah,
not afraid to shoot now.
no, but he's a great defender, and I think when he gets in a rhythm, he's not afraid to pop a couple threes, and he gets it to the basket. So he's a nice 6-7 man to have on the roster.
Yeah.
I've always had a hard time with him, but he's growing on me a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. This next series, I think it might have been one of the best first rounds, even though the numbers don't necessarily look like it, but the Knicks beat the 76ers in six. So it was Knicks 4, 76ers 2. Every single one of these games were close. There was pretty much always a game winner. Super entertaining to watch. Super entertaining. Tyrese Maxey played awesome other than that last game until the end. Joel Embiid, not a big fan of him, but he showed up. Jalen Brunson, though, was the main key, and he showed that he's a top, I don't want to say five, but he played like a top five player in this series. He showed he's top 10 at minimum. Indebatably the best
No,
point
he
guard other than SGA.
night in and night out, Brunson carries that team.
Yeah, 100%. And I still can't believe the Mavericks let him go for nothing.
Yeah, what a, I mean, him and Luka would have been what they're looking for with him and Kyrie.
Oh, absolutely. And they would have already had a couple years of experience together.
Yep.
No shit, Brunson was on that team that made the Western Conference Finals.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was
That's
after
right.
that year that he left.
I can't believe they made it to the Western Conference Finals. I had to think about that one. That was what year was that? Who
Golden State.
that 2019 or 2020?
No. No, that was 2021. Wait, pause. 2022.
Well, 20.
2022. 2021 was the Bucks. And
That's
then
right.
years, and then Nuggets,
We
I
beat the
think.
Celtics. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe
That's
them.
right, because 2020 was Lakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
19 was Toronto.
This next series, though, it was actually pretty entertaining without having Giannis and Dame for some of the games. Pacers beat the Bucks 4-2. Pacers are tough, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
They
they just play such a fast pace of game. You can't
I've been
keep up.
impressed with them all season since the in-season tournament when they really fought hard. I know the Lakers ended up winning that, but
Well, they added Siakam after that. And he's pretty much made an immediate impact on that team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Halliburton is a dog.
Yeah, so finger. I'm having my fingers crossed that the Pacers can somehow upset the Knicks in the second round.
You'd rather play the Knicks, or you'd rather play the Pacers than the Knicks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think we match up better with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's also an in-division rival, too. I mean,
Yeah, well, it's someone that we've at least seen a ton.
yeah.
So that makes it even easier. But the Knicks is the one it's the one team I do not want to face. Because I
Oh,
already
yeah.
know they're just gonna be more physical than us, and I'm not gonna want to watch the series. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. If Cavs lose this series, I really do want Knicks Celtics, and I want the Knicks to win. I would love to see the Knicks in the finals. It would just be something different for once.
Yeah, I could see Jalen Brunson next to the NBA Finals logo. I could see it. Yeah, I just don't want the Knicks to play the Cavs at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because then the Knicks would be playing in the finals in a four-game series.
I'd love to give us some hope and think that they could do it, but
I don't think we beat the Knicks once this year.
not once.
I don't think so. I think they killed us every time. Even when Brunson got hurt in the first like 30 seconds, the one
No,
game.
yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, well, I know we got killed that night because DiVincenzo went off. And Josh Hart. I just
Yeah,
don't
he
get
really
why we
stepped
don't
up.
have an answer for them other than that they're more physical than us.
I don't know. It's so weird.
I don't know. I think, especially last year, I thought we were the better team. And I didn't even think it was really that close. But they just straight up wanted it more and were more physical.
I thought it was going to be a walk in the park.
Yeah, I did too. Let's see, this next series, it was the Thunder Pelicans. People were calling the Cavs Magic the Temu series. I truly thought this was the Temu series, other than the first game. Temu.
The Timu?
Have you ever heard of Temu before?
Yeah, but I didn't know people were calling it that now.
Yeah, they were calling our series the Temu series for the playoffs. Like no one wanted to watch it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the Thunder Pelicans, you hardly heard anything about it other than that first game. It was pretty much over after that.
Yeah.
Nuggets Lakers, Nuggets win in five against the Lakers.
I'm just glad they won a game against the Nuggets.
All of these games were really good though, and I'm not gonna lie, if the Lakers were my favorite team, I would have been pretty livid that I lost at the very end of every single game. I
Yeah, it
would
came
have to
down to
lead
two
the
buckets of
entire
yours, right?
game. Well, yeah, they would have to lead the entire game and then lose it in the fourth quarter. Timberwolves versus Suns was a sweep.
I enjoy
That
this
was
series a lot.
Oh, I did too. I was not expecting a sweep though.
No,
Timberwolves
not a
look
bit.
good. And they won their first game against Denver, which they're gonna play game two. They'll have already played by the time this comes out. But I could see the Timberwolves winning this next series. I think it's going to be really, really hard, but
Who do they line up against?
they're playing Denver, but they're up 1-0.
Wait, they're up 1-0.
Yeah.
The game already happened?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
When
Game
was that?
night. What day was that? Saturday? I want to say it was on Saturday.
Wait, the second round started already?
Yeah.
How am I so behind? Well, I knew the Cavs were the last, first rounder, but I didn't think that they started the second round until.
Nope.
Really?
They did it last year too. Yeah. Timberwolves won 106-99.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm
Anthony
that's
Edwards
news to
has
me. I'm
been.
completely out of the loop.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards has been playing like the best player in the playoffs so far. I mean, he had
Yeah.
another 43-point bomb that night. He's just on a different level. And I truly see them if they, I see a possibility of them making the finals. out of the West. Do I like
Yeah,
them
how
over the
about
Nuggets? No, as a better no, but
T-Wolves Knicks?
good value pick. That would be a very interesting finals matchup.
Yeah.
It'd be a fun series though, actually.
Brunson versus Edwards, are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, no, that'd be awesome. The Villanova Knicks.
Yeah.
And then the Dallas Mavericks beat the LA Clippers, which should have been five after Dallas made a 30-point comeback and lost it at the end. But now it's sounding like Paul George is going to be, he's done as a Clipper and going to be shipped off elsewhere, is what it's sounding like, because the Clippers don't want to give him a max extension. So sounds like he's going to be on a different team next year. I don't know where, but
Somebody was trying to trade Struess and
LeVert.
LeVert. You saw that one?
Yeah.
I
LeVert,
don't see that
Strus, and a
happening.
first round pick.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
I don't want PG on the Cavs.
Not if it's, I mean, I don't either, but I would not say no either.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just over the super teams era. I'm feeling like a lot of these teams that are successful right now are mostly developed.
Oh, they are.
Look at how the Thunder, the Magic for the most part. Then well,
The Knicks.
can't really say the Knicks. So yeah, but Julius Randle
Yeah, I
came from
mean.
LA. Brunson came, I mean, a lot of it came from free agency, but it's not like they were super teams.
Right, but they were built, though. I mean, they weren't just like, here's a
Yeah.
paycheck. Oh. I give it a thumbs up.
Does it work on my screen?
Damn. But yeah, a lot of it's like you said, homegrown essentially.
Yeah.
But I love that. I love that we're trying to get away from the, super teams. And hopefully it makes basketball and NBA basketball more entertaining again.
Yeah, I enjoy when it's not the same two teams. I mean, look, we had a really good run with the Cavs going to the finals every year for like 5 years. But at some point, it was like, all right, we got to get on, move on from this Cavs Warriors era. Like, I was ready for something new. So when it was Toronto, even Toronto versus the Warriors,
As
I found
someone who had never
great.
been there before.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then you have the Bucks and Suns. As weird of a series as it was, I really enjoyed that series because it was something new.
Oh, I did too. I will say I
Why
wanted
not?
the Suns to win, but.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to see the Celtics in the finals, and I don't necessarily want to see the Nuggets either.
I wouldn't mind the Nuggets again, considering last year was their first and only ever appearance. I wouldn't mind the Nuggets, but Timberwolves I would prefer over the Nuggets or the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Even though the Mavericks have made it, I just want Luka to win.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be riding hard with you on that one.
Well, yeah, we have our second round. Laid out now. So Nuggets versus Timberwolves, Knicks versus Pacers, Thunder versus Mavericks, Celtics versus Cavs. And yeah, I'm excited for game two tonight. It's going to start here shortly. Same with Pacers and Knicks. Actually, they just started. Pacers are up 5-4 currently. So yeah, those are really exciting. But we had some NFL news that happened. Apparently people were clowning Jamal Charles for announcing the Chiefs' second round pick.
Why?
Did you watch it?
No. After the first round, I barely watch it unless I'm really looking for someone to get drafted.
Oh, I need you to look up the clip real quick. If you look up Jamal Charles draft pick. I felt bad after I found out that he had a problem. I already had this written down too. Just watch it.
Oh, because he can't read?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah. Did you see Sketch's draft pick and how he got booed for announcing Cade Stover's name?
No.
Yeah.
Why?
No one, none of the streamers could figure out why Sketch got booed.
Hmm.
But I mean, you're in Michigan announcing an Ohio State player just got drafted.
Possibly, that makes sense.
Yeah, because he got booed and he just looked around. And he was like, "Oh, get me off the stage."
Yikes. Yeah, I missed that one. Did Tua's brother get drafted, or was he a restrict or unrestricted free agent signing by the Seahawks?
He was a signing by the Seahawks.
Okay. There was
Yeah.
a few names that I was trying to watch for, and then I just saw a photo of him in a Seahawks uniform.
Yeah, Joe Milton got drafted by the Patriots
I saw that.
for reason. I don't
He's
know if they think they're gonna turn him into Julian Edelman or
Bazooka Joe.
yeah.
Well, yeah, because they want to turn him into a tight end, right?
I think so.
Because I heard he was meeting with the Browns about a possibility of a tight end.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Did you see the video that went around of Will Levis at a I always forget the name of their hockey team in
The
Nashville.
Predators?
Yeah.
Yes, with the fish.
Yes.
Gross.
Speaking of Predators, what do you think about this Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef that's going on?
Team Kendrick.
Yeah, 100%.
Pooh Kenny.
It's all really dumb, but
Yeah, I don't get the whole beef. I
like
don't
it
get.
is like, is Drake Drake or is Drake Dan Snyder?
Yeah, right. Well, I haven't followed much of it up until this past week when I heard a few of Kendrick's disses, and I thought those were great. I just don't care for Drake already, and nothing would surprise me, especially with all of the stuff that's coming out lately about pedophilia. But the number one thing that cracked me up was the album cover of his house with all the sexual predator little like logos pinned on his house.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But I have nothing to add to it because I don't really follow rap much anymore.
Yeah, I've just got caught up on it within the last like day or so. It's crazy shit though. I don't think this is going around or going away anytime soon either, so we're definitely going to hear more about it. Let's see. What else? Oh, Odell is on an NFL team again.
Woohoo!
Yeah, 1 year deal with the Dolphins.
The king of 1 years.
Yeah, I don't see him put signing another contract after this though.
No, I think he's beyond his years. I mean, if you look at the past 3 years that he's played, he's maybe put up 500 yards.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because in the beginning he was on a path for a Hall of Fame career and
Yeah.
just went downhill.
Well, that's what injury does.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but his buddy Jarvis, though, a former Brown, is going to be joining the Jacksonville Jaguars rookie camp this year.
Is he?
Yes. Yeah, he didn't play all last year, surprisingly. I was surprised not one team signed him.
Yeah, that was weird that he had a whole year off.
Yeah, because it's not like he played bad for the Saints or anything. So I was surprised he had a whole year off, but yeah, he's looking to make a NFL comeback and get on a team this year.
Hey.
So it's gonna be exciting. I hope someone gives him an opportunity.
Yeah, me too. Wish it was us.
Yeah. One last thing before I get into the MLB a little bit. Did you see that the Steelers supposedly might have Justin Fields playing special teams?
So I heard it was taken out of context. I heard it was like a question about Warren being used, and then they said, hell, we might even use Fields back there. So I heard it was more of like a one-liner that just got turned into a big story. But
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of was hoping it was because I don't want to see an Ohio State quarterback returning kickoffs.
Did Terrell Pryor ever do that?
I believe so. Justin Fields is way more talented than Terrell Pryor. Even though Terrell Pryor played good at receiver for us that one year.
Yeah, you put up like 1,100 yards or something crazy that year.
Yeah, he was like the only competent receiver we had.
That was a weird year, though.
Yeah, it was a very weird year. Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of I guess we'll talk about some MLB news. Stephen Kwan, I know he's out now for what, a month?
4 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we get to call up our prospect now, so that's
Yeah,
gonna be.
he's 0-for-2 on the day right now.
He's 0 for 2.
Yeah, he struck out twice swinging.
Jeez.
But it's his first game. I mean, everybody had such high expectations for Jackson Holliday, his first game, and then his first week, then his first 7 games, then his first. It took him a while to get his first hit. Lunzardo should get rolling here. I mean, he's already on a hot streak. He has like 9 home runs in the last like 13 games or something. So give him time. He'll get going. But losing Kwan is gonna be tough. I mean, he really has been like the catalyst of our hitting streaks, and he is the best hitter on the team right now.
Center in the American League.
You hope that he comes back ready to go. Because it's gonna be a long month without him in May. Not a lot of crazy matchups this month. Like we've got the Tigers and the White Sox this week. We've got the Mets, I believe, next week. Jose looks like he just hit a home run. Did it hit the pole? Did it hit the pole? It's a home run. Let's go. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead, solo home run. Anywho, pitching's been awful, so we gotta get back on track with that, but. Not a lot of crazy matchups in May. I believe
Yeah,
it'll be
which is nice. Which is nice.
Minnesota at home, who has been pretty hot. That's the one I'm worried about most.
Which team?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
They
pretty sure
started
they
off the
won.
year really slow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they won like 12 in a row or something.
Yeah. I know our division was the only division at one point that was all over 500.
Which is good for us. Makes us look stronger.
Yeah, for always being the division that's called the weakest.
Yeah.
It's
I still
nice.
think the NL Central is the weakest.
Yeah. That's what the Cubs.
Cubs, Pirates, Cincinnati Reds, Brewers, Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's the weakest too.
Or maybe even the AL West or the A's, the Angels, the Astros.
Oh, that one's super weak.
Yeah.
The Astros aren't playing that great this year.
No, they were awful. I can't believe we lost twice to them last week.
Yeah. It's our pitching.
Yeah, I mean, Cookie didn't have a good game against them.
We
I
played.
don't understand. I'm sorry. I love Cookie Carrasco when he pitched for us back in 20. I don't remember what year, 2018, before he got sick. I'm sorry. I don't understand why he's pitching for us right now. Other than that, Gavin Williams is still hurt. I don't get it either.
Yeah, he.
But it's tough without Bieber. I mean, without Bieber, without Williams, what do you got? I mean, Bibby can only do so much. McKenzie looked like shit today, and they still walked away with only one run earned. And our bullpen's hit or miss when it comes to who's going to show up and play.
Yeah, I don't know what's been up with McKenzie this year. I don't know if it was him missing a lot of last year and, he's just trying to get the rust off. Or what it is, but he has not impressed me at all this year.
No, we're a month in, and it still looks like he's shaking off the rust. It looks like Deshaun Watson out there playing quarterback.
Right. Yeah, can't happen. But Dylan, was there anything that you wanted to mention? Did you watch anything about the Kentucky Derby at all?
I did. Gabby and I went to this brewery and we watched the Derby, which was crazy that it came down to a FOMO, or a photo finish, much like the NASCAR race this weekend. I thought it was comical that both Saturday and Sunday there's a photo finish like Lightning McQueen back in the first Cars movie.
Yeah.
I didn't bet on any horse. I don't know anything about horse racing, so I just watched it for fun and said, "Hell yeah!" When the Dan won, Mystic Dan.
Yeah.
Oh,
Next year I'm gonna get my mom to make a bet for me.
cool. Yeah, you'll have to let me know
I
about
didn't even
it.
think about it, and I'll have to tell you what horse to bet on.
Yeah, we can both be big winners, big
Yes.
wieners.
Exactly. Big wiener syndrome.
Other than that, though, Scottie Scheffler is finally having his baby, which was one of the big topics of the Masters last month. Everybody thought that he was going to miss the Masters because of his wife giving birth to their first baby, and apparently their baby is coming this weekend, which brings me to my golf league started back up. Lost week one, didn't play that well. First week jitters. Always got to get the rust off too. So next week, I or this week, as in 2 days from now, hope to bounce back. But yeah, it's just been mostly watching the Cavs. Can't wait for this new series. By the time this comes out, game one will be getting ready to go. Guardians are still fun to watch. Don't let them losing a couple games distract you from the fact that they're still the best team in the AL.
Exactly.
I think this is going to be a good year for them.
Yeah, from a year that no one was expecting to be good to being so far the best team in the AL, we'll take it.
Ooh, Pirates just hit a grand slam.
Oh.
Interesting. Against the Angels. Much like Bo Naylor just did against the Angels.
Yeah, he needs to come alive.
Yeah. Bo knows.
Yeah. But other than that, that's gonna do it for this episode, guys. If you guys enjoy this, make sure that you subscribe and leave a like. And then go ahead and leave a comment down below, some things that you would like to see us do in the future for content creation ideas. I know that we want to do some golf vlogs coming up this summer. So hopefully we can get some fun challenges in there. I know Dylan had a couple in mind. Other than that, Dylan, is there anything else you wanted to close out with?
Yes. Make sure you gamble responsibly, no matter the sport, no matter the opportunity, no matter the gamble. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have any problems. Peace.
If you've seen the lad, please bring him home.
Bring home the lad, please.
Peace, guys.